Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. I have been called a lot of things in life, but never a Mr. Fix-It. Now, I can tell the difference between a hammer, wrench, pliers, or saw. I have even used them from time to time. But for home, auto, or appliance repair, there are many other people I will happily point you to if you need some help. One of my friends knows this about me. And so, when I offered to help him with a home renovation, probably not wanting to hurt my feelings, he graciously accepted. But it was funny. When I asked him how I could help and what he needed me to do, he pointed me to one of the back bedrooms that needed some new floorboards replaced. When I walked in the room, I saw all the boards had already been cut to size. There were screws counted out by each section. He even marked on the boards where the screws needed to go in. Everything was put out in advance. All I had to do was drill them into place. "Look at me, I'm helping," the 4-year-old inside of me squealed with glee. Every day, God is setting us up to do good. He guides the paths our lives take, and He gives us opportunity after opportunity to make choices that not only glorify Him, but point others in our life to Him and His love. Like my friend, God sets everything up for us to serve others and do good. Look around you. As you help that neighbor of yours with his yard work, or offer your ear to the person at the office that everyone else wants to avoid getting cornered by, as you love your spouse or spend time with your kids, these are just some of the ways God sets you up to do good. And why do them? Because we are so thankful for the gift of forgiveness that God has given us. Dear God, open up my eyes to see the many ways I can serve you and others each and every day. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.